Hello, everyone. This is Sherry Carter, Supervising Editor for All Things Healing. Thank you so much for joining us. With me today is Sue O'Callaghan, our co-editor in Sacred Living, who will be interviewing our guest, Sonia Choquette, a globally celebrated spiritual teacher, six-sensory consultant, and transformational visionary guide. Her book is The Answer is Simple, and it's a New York Times bestseller. So now I would like to turn the conversation over to Sue.
Hi, good morning. So we're so fortunate to have the opportunity to spend some time with you today, Sonia, discussing your new book, Grace, Guidance, and Gifts, Sacred Blessings to Light Your Way. I wanted to start out by just saying, first of all, how much I'm enjoying the process of your book and the process of it bringing us back to our divine selves. And wanted to welcome you to All Things Healing and thank you for joining us. Wanted to just start out by asking you generally what spiritual or conscious awakening is to you from your experience.
Spiritual awakening is when we begin to recognize and get back in touch with our authentic self as opposed to living our life through the lens or the emotional, mental confusion of our ego, which is actually a manufactured self that had to be developed when we were maybe more vulnerable or unaware. It's our true nature. It is the consciousness that speaks in our heart. It is the awareness of ourselves as spirit, and it is the expression of our spirit, which is pure light and pure love in the world. It's also the ability through that clear lens, it's like clearing the fog, that we begin to see and connect with other people at that same level. So rather than working and living our life role to role, we start living at a deeper level of authentic self to authentic self. And when you awaken, it's like changing the channel. You're on an entirely different frequency. And you begin to live in the flow and the breath and the vibrational light of the universe. So it's no longer kind of fighting against the world out of fear and defense, but really expanding and opening into the experience of love, light, and connectivity with all the universe to support you living at the highest level.
Oh, that's beautiful. So let me ask you this. In your book, you mentioned the difference between soul and spirit. Can you discuss that now from what you've found?
The soul is the part of ourself that has a history. That's the part of our nature that through lifetime after lifetime, we are the student. We have disconnected from ourselves, and we're finding our way back. It is like the part of our nature that goes through lessons. It's a part of our nature that learns by experience. It's a part of our nature that struggles with the shadow and keeps awakening. And the front lens of the soul is the eye of your personality or your ego. And it's not your divine nature. The sun, the spirit of you is like the sun. It's the light that in you that has no history. It has no disconnection from source. It has no story, whereas the soul does, and the soul has struggle. Hence, we have what we call the dark night of the soul, whereas the spirit is our divine light, and the soul is moving itself back to that light. And right now in time, we are in a very accelerated process of that. So our souls have been struggling along with story and shadow. So I call the soul like the moon. And it's like the eclipse of the moon sometimes, where we get disconnected from our eternal light. Whereas the spirit in us is nothing but eternal light. And we're all kind of catapulting back in that direction at lightning speed, waking up to our storyless, beautiful divine light and freeing ourselves of those struggles as we awaken more and more to our true nature.
So let me ask you this. How can we help our soul or ego surrender to our spirit?
Well, the first thing is to recognize that look at the spirit in you like the sun. And the sun is feeding you with light, and it's your source. It strengthens your body, your bones, your heart, your mind, your spirit. It's the warm basking of eternal light of your divine nature pouring into your human experience. And consider your soul or the ego especially to be like the moon eclipsing the sun. And it's blocking the light. And if we try to derive our identity from that eclipse, we're only deriving from darkness. But if we can just remember, it's just the eclipse. It's moving. It's not me. These are my experiences. These are my perceptions. Some of them aren't clear. And we just need to let them go without judgment, without shame, and just look at every experience as a lesson to learn. Then we begin to reconnect with our spirit more quickly. And the best way to connect with your spirit is through breath, to breathe, and know that the breath in you has no history. It's the breath in you as your life force. We can live without food for maybe up to 2 weeks. We can live without other comforts for periods of time, but we cannot live without breath for more than maybe at the most 6 or 7 minutes. So go to the breath. And make choices that are loving, kind to you, kind to others. Just take a breath. Give some space. And remember that behind all the story is a shared breath. And that will take practice and awareness. But if you take that few minutes to do that, you're reconnected. And you can look at your experiences with some perspective. It's like, these are my struggles, my lessons, my experiences. These aren't me. And my spirit can guide me through these if I'm loving, if I'm kind, and I give myself breath.
Okay, so let me ask you, what is grace? Because it's a central theme throughout your book, and it's such a beautiful word and essence. So I wanted to know if you could just speak to it from your experience.
Grace is it is that flow from God, from the universe that created and breathed you into existence, that loves you and supports you and delights in you and wants your success and sees nothing but goodness about you and the truth of you. It is like the booster shot that helps you get out of the trenches and out of the mud and out of the obstacles that your ego presents. So it is a gift. And we can ask for grace by simply praying for it and then recognizing how we are graced. Think of all the blessings that you have and acknowledge them and notice that you are being assisted. Pay attention. And another way to connect with grace is to be gracious. Slow down and put around your actions an energy of graciousness, of kindness, of beauty. God will help you when you're stuck, and if you are stuck, ask for grace. It's like just give you a quick analogy, the tow truck that comes and picks you up and pulls you out of the trenches when you got stuck in the ditch.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you, as I know our time is beginning to wrap up here, one, how do you recommend that the readers use your new book? And also if you could just speak briefly to the audio portion, like what is on it so that we can also bring awareness to that as well.
Grace, guidance, and gifts are the three sacred blessings that we are given to light our way, light the way of the soul back to spirit. And each of these three gifts help us. The first is God's grace. The second is our intuition, our guidance. And the third is gifts. Our gifts to share, God's gifts to us, and the gifts of others to us. So these three things bring us to a place of harmony and vibrational resonance with our spirit. The way I wrote the book is that you just open it up every day to a page, and on that page you'll first get a mini lesson, just a message to remind you of one of your sacred blessings. You'll get a blessing because you are blessed. You are a blessing to the planet, and so there's a blessing to your spirit, an acknowledgement, a celebration. There is a mantra because we train our conscious mind. So there's just a mantra for the day to help you stay in resonance with your spirit. And there is also a prayer, just a prayer to allow your heart to uplift. So it's like a daily dose of goodness to help you through your day, just enough, like food for the spirit. And then their audio is three meditations. I work with channeling, and I channel divine grace in these meditations. So there are three. One is for grace. It's a 10-minute meditation to connect with grace if you're feeling stuck and you need that. There's a 10-minute meditation for guidance to help you tune into your intuition and learn to follow the subtle promptings of that. And the third is a meditation to help you remember and acknowledge that you are gifted. You have gifts to share, and they're wonderful and needed. Plus, there are many gifts coming your way from God, from others. So these three meditations, you can tune in to any one of them at any time. They're not too long, but they speak to that part of you that's learning, the part of you that is your soul learning, like the student. And it's just a very easy way for you to tune in and remember who you are. So between the simple book that you just leave by your bed and look at a piece every day, one page, two pages, it's enough. It's not work. It's just a subtle reminder. Or if you need the extra support, you need that extra support of the meditation. It all works beautifully to help you remember the light of who you are.
That's great. Thank you very, very much, Sonia, for taking the time to share with us information and guidance on your new book. Thank you for the book, and thank you for being with us today.
And thank you, Sue, and thank you for all the beautiful blessings and the gifts that you bring to the world and for the gift of allowing me to be on your show. So thank you very much. All my love.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, thank you so much, Sonia and Sue. What a wonderful conversation this has been. Readers and listeners, you can find out more about Sonia by visiting her website, which is www.soniachoquette.net, and you can also sign up for her newsletter and purchase her books. And we also have her wonderful articles written by her on allthingshealing.com. So thank you so much for being here, and take care.